Hey everyone, this is Gleb Bakhmudov, and today I want to show a feature of Cypress Magic backend plugin. But the thing is kind of cool and allows me to make it more useful than just stubbing network calls. Imagine I have a test, and what we do? We load the page, we add a couple of to-dos, then we reload the page and we confirm that there are two to-dos. The application is making certain network calls. And imagine I'm trying to modify not just the test itself, but the application code. I want to be running the test while I'm modifying the app. Let me start the app. Okay, I'm gonna use end-to-end testing, and let me move VS Code to the right. So this is add to do, and right now everything is passing. The API is a little bit slow, which kinda makes the test not as useful as it potentially could be. So what I will do, I will turn this mode called replay mode. I already recorded the API calls for this test. It's in a JSON file stored locally right here. So the first call will be to get to-dos, empty list. Then the application will make post to-dos. This is the request it sent. This is the response from the server. Then it will add the second to-do right here, sending it to the backend and receiving the same item. And then we reload the page, and application is asking for to-dos, and the mock backend returns two to-dos. So now if I run it, it's extremely fast, and I can start working on my front-end application code. Let's say that I make a mistake, and I decide to change the name of one of the fields from title to text. This is the to-do item, and for some reason I decide to rename the field. If I rerun the test right now, notice it succeeded. Let me run it again so you can see it right here. It has succeeded, but I'm running with mock backend. And I can kind of see that something went wrong, but the test is still green. Notice what happens right here when we added the first to-dos. All of a sudden, it's an empty item in the list. I can see the checkbox kind of right here, but I don't see any text. And when we added two to-dos, again, we can see the two items, but the formatting is completely off, there is no text, because I haven't finished updating the front-end template code, so the application is messed up. But because we're using network calls, well, after we load the page, we still see those two items. And it's a very common question. The application is sending network calls, the request to the backend. So if I look at what my application is doing, it is sending an item and posting it to the server. The server responds with a response. It's almost like a contract. The application, the front-end code, is supposed to send an item with certain structure. In this case, it used to be completed Boolean ID, a string, and used to be title. Now it's text. And the server responds according to the contract as well. Now, we haven't touched the backend code. We only modified the frontend code, but we broke the contract. We're sending something else to the backend, and our mocks actually hide it because they return the data according to the contract. But here's where Cypress Magic backend plugin comes into play. We recorded the API calls before. When we're using replay mode, even though we're stopping those network calls, it still inspects what the application is sending for each call. It compares it to the object it has in the JSON file. And right here, as soon as we send that object, where we renamed the field, it warns us that the postToDo's object added the key text and lost the key title. And we can open the DevTools and we can click on this warning and we can see the details for the change that it detected. It still returned the stubbed object like before, well, hoping for the best, but it did tell us that what you're sending is different in shape, not in values, but in shape from what was assumed under the contract. So now you have a choice. You can continue modifying the front end and renaming all the fields so that the empty fields don't show up, right? The application works. Then you go to the back end code and you modify the fields from, you know, title to text. Or you can notice, okay, this was a mistake, so I probably should not rename that field just like that. So we'll go back and we'll say, now it's supposed to be title, and now it runs those tests, and what you're sending is matching what was previously recorded, and the plugin doesn't complain. So this was Cypress Magic backend replay mode that noticed after inspecting what you sent that you're changing something and warning you that there are more changes that needs to be done to make sure that this test, the front end part, matches the back end part.